We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the 415ers podcast brought to you by the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, three times a week in the season, two times a week in the off season. We'll be coming to kind of like a staggered schedule a bit, Mark, but looking at some Mondays and Thursdays, that's what our next episode will come out this week. So keep an eye out for that wherever you get your podcasts. My response to that would be, and now that I'm thinking about it more, a little alluded to it, I guess, but I think if that's the scenario you're talking about, where Brock Purdy ideally is back at the beginning of training camp, well, right now, like I said, Brock Purdy is QB1R, so he is injured. Trey Lance then becomes QB1, he gets the reps, and unless he does something that would wow the training staff, the team, the coaching staff, the front office, the moment that Brock Purdy re-enters the fold, according to that timeline, the R, in my opinion, comes off his name and he is QB1 again. Like that is to me the most likely outcome based on a hopeful return to play timeline for Brock Purdy. If he is back anytime during training camp, I think he immediately gets reslotted in as the one, because again, it's not like after 6 months, he's going to have to start throwing again. He will be unable to throw for 3 months, and then he will have a ramp-up period for the final three, taking him into training camp, assuming he's 100%. So in my opinion, he automatically becomes your QB1 because he was supposed to be your QB1 before he got hurt. That's unfortunate for Trey Lance, but I think that's the way that things will play out under this, you know, assumption, just because that's the way of the world. Like, it's kind of unfair, but Trey Lance, unfortunately, hasn't gotten the chance to prove that he's the right quarterback for this team. And Brock Purdy has, and Brock Purdy took the baton and he didn't go 400 meters, Mark. He did the entire mile by himself. Like, so I understand if you're a huge Trey Lance proponent, you're a Trey Lance fan, you want him to get a fair shake. And I do think he will at some point this season, because again, history has told us that Kyle Shanahan will need more than one quarterback over the course of a regular season. But I don't think it is going to be at the beginning of the year unless Brock Purdy needs something more beyond that repair or no surgery at all.
Yeah. I think you're right. If Purdy's surgery is successful and his recovery is generally straightforward and he's back, you know, within a couple weeks of the start of training camp, and he at least has a couple of weeks, you know, before the start of the season, before the start of the preseason, I think everything will be okay. And there won't be, I don't know, drama attached to it, Evan. But let's say Brock Purdy waits another 2 weeks to get surgery for some reason. He's still seeking second opinion. That's probably too long. Let's say he waits.
No, actually, I think that's a good scenario, because the extension of this is, what if Brock Purdy returns,
yeah,
like immediately close to the season? Like that to me is more of a bigger decision for Shanahan.
Yeah. So what if he waits to have surgery two more weeks? He's seeking out more opinions. He's hoping he doesn't need surgery, but ultimately after he and his team exhaust all of their resources, they say, you know what, Brock, unfortunately we still need surgery, but now we're looking at him getting this around the 20th of February. And then he gets that surgery. He recovers relatively well, but he's not quite ready to go at exactly the 6 month marker. And he's back, you know, week two of the preseason. Let's say it's something like that. And he has one preseason game and then the third preseason game, which generally a lot of starters don't play in, and then the season starts. What does Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers do then? Because they have a young quarterback, despite the fact that a quarterback that has proven that he's able to play well under tough circumstances, but he has a young quarterback who's never been through an offseason as the starter, never started week one before, and you're going to throw him in there week one without much of an offseason. Or you're going to give it to Trey Lance, who was, you know, taking every single first team rep with your team all offseason long. That's where this could get a little bit dicey, because again, you have one player in Brock Purdy who is more proven, despite the fact that it is a relatively small sample size, and who the locker room absolutely fights for. You get the sense that if Kyle Shanahan creates a competition, a quarterback competition, the locker room might get a little upset because that's how much they support Brock Purdy. And whether or not that's fair to Trey Lance, I'm not here to debate that. I'm just here to tell you that's the way it feels from the outside. So I think that's where this gets tough for Kyle Shanahan and where he has to earn his paycheck, because that's a really tough decision. But there is a very real possibility, Evan, where Brock Purdy maybe delays his surgery a little bit more than the Niners are comfortable with, and they are familiar with this. It happened to Jimmy Garoppolo last offseason, and perhaps the recovery isn't, you know, right at the 6-month mark. It goes a little bit longer. What do the 49ers do then? I'm not sure that's such a crazy what-if scenario. That is certainly possible, and it might throw a wrench into what the 49ers hope their offseason, what they hope their training camp, what they hope their preseason feels like.
Yeah, look, it's everything's on the table right now, and that is both good as well as bad for the 49ers, because you have, like Kyle Shanahan mentioned, two starting quarterbacks, so at least you feel comfortable that one of them is going to be available for this season, if not both. And the sure one is Trey Lance. Of course, the flip side of that is, well, so far, Trey Lance has been shown to be closer to Jimmy G as far as injuries are concerned than your average quarterback that can stay healthy. And especially with the way that Kyle Shanahan has so far used Trey Lance, I cannot count on him being available for 17 games, say, if Brock Purdy has to get elbow reconstruction and is going to miss the whole year. Like, that's the worst case scenario, obviously. But if that's the case, I don't feel comfortable. Like, would you feel comfortable just penciling in Trey Lance for the entire season, Mark?
No, I wouldn't feel comfortable. And
it's not because of his play. Like, he's not going to get played off the field. I just haven't seen him be healthy.
Yeah, if you were telling me Trey Lance is going to be the starter for every single game this year, unless injuries happen, like there's no competition, there's no other quarterback behind him, I would say no, because of the way that we've seen Kyle Shanahan run the offense with Trey Lance at the helm, it's relatively violent for quarterbacks. So I would not feel comfortable making that bet. The other thing, Evan, that's interesting is you referenced the end of season presser last week from Shanahan and Lynch a couple of times. Shanahan was straight up asked, is Brock Purdy going to be your week one starter? And he said, quote, those are things I haven't even thought about at all. So right now we're just working on coaches, and I think that stuff will play itself out by training camp. I think he is confident that
he hasn't thought about the quarterback position.
Maybe he hasn't actually thought about it because it's already been a foregone conclusion for a while, but he's not telling the full truth. I think he's fully confident that, assuming health, Brock Purdy is the team's week one starter. That's the writing on the wall for me. But then the question with that quote becomes, Evan, okay, what if you haven't seen both quarterbacks by training camp? Then what happens?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So, I don't know.
I also think that if a head coach has not thought about his quarterback position, yeah, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And maybe it's because of what you just said, which is he's confident Brock's going to be back. He knows something that we don't, and he's just going to pencil him in and go from there. But at face value, if your head coach says they have not thought about the quarterback position, I hear that as borderline negligent. Like, what do you mean you haven't thought about the quarterback position at all? I know it's only been a couple of days, but I can't think right now, Mark, outside of maybe Trent Williams, who is now returning. He's going to come back out of retirement or, you know, pseudo retirement for this next season. Outside of that, is there any other priority that's larger on this team than the quarterback position? Because he clearly thought about Jimmy Garoppolo because he told them there's no chance that he's coming back.
There's no other quarterback or decision bigger for Kyle Shanahan than the quarterback position. So
A minus.
He doesn't care what he says to the media. It doesn't matter. I mean, excuse me. He's just giving you an answer. He doesn't want to say, Brock's the starter. He doesn't want to say, Trey's the starter, because that's just going to cause unnecessary issues. So he's just going to sidestep it as best he can and say, I'm not worried about that. And I mean, frankly, he needs to have, you know, internal thoughts about it, but he doesn't need to have a decision now. I mean, there's still so much time and there's still so much to be seen by the injuries. I mean, again, before any Kyle Shanahan decision related to quarterbacks, the injuries have to play themselves out. He has to see Trey Lance in action after his multiple ankle procedures, and he has to see Brock Purdy in action again after he probably gets UCL repair surgery and comes back in about 6 months. So there's still a ton that has to play out before Kyle Shanahan ever makes a decision. But I guarantee you he has thought about it. And maybe the only thought he's had about it is, well, if healthy, it's Brock. If not, I'll figure it out later. He has had thoughts about it. He's just not telling us.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just want to know, Mark. I just want to know what Kyle Shanahan is thinking. Because
good luck ever
figuring
that out.
His thoughts tend to change on a day-to-day basis, publicly speaking, even though it does seem to me like he is one of the more process-based people that I have had a chance to observe in sports, for sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.